Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our high nearing 31. Staying cloudy and breezy overnight tonight with a low around 23. Southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Some sunshine on Friday with a high nearing 43. Mostly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with a low around 24. Staying cloudy and breezy on Saturday with a high of 37. Northeast winds gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 19.
Kansas Spitterberg, the Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Republican response after the Democrat Governor Laura Kelly's State of the State address that happened on Tuesday night. As many Republicans say that they are willing to work with Governor Laura Kelly, where she said the State of the State is very strong.
We also created the largest budget surplus Kansas has ever seen. And we did it all while cutting taxes for families, for veterans, for homeowners, for farmers and ranchers. Long gone are the days of Kansas making headlines for failure and mismanagement. Now, because we work together, Kansas is back on track. Kansas is on the road to prosperity, and the state of our state is strong, very strong.
That audio from Cake News, where she goes on to say that in order for us to be non-complacent and continue to grow in the state, we need to work in a bipartisan manner.
So my message to you tonight is this. Continue to meet me in the middle.
Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, along with the Kansas Department of Agriculture, has awarded the ham companies of Kansas the 2022 Governor's Mind Reclamation Award during the Kansas Aggregate Producers Association meeting in Lenexa earlier this month. WIBW reports that the award was given after the effort to reclaim 40 acres of old mining land in Onaga, Kansas, where the KDA indicated that reclaiming the area spans 40 acres in Potawatomi County, where the landowners had asked the ham companies to restore it back to its usable grazing pasture with no pond or wetland. The Department of Agriculture said there is no evidence of the 28-foot quarry wall, as the land is now being seeded with the tall grass prairies and native grasses. In other news, 30-year-old Tyler Stanfield has been taken into custody by the Salina Police Department after finding a man fatally shot on Sunday. Cake News reports that 35-year-old Corey Riley was found by the Salina Police Department with a gunshot wound. He was rushed to a hospital, but despite the emergency surgeries, was unable to save him. The Kansas Bureau of Investigations, along with the Salina Police Department, arrested Stanfield, who was the suspected shooter.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry. And Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. In light of it being National School Choice Week across the nation, some legislation has been presented to the Nebraska State Legislature, including Legislative Bill 753 called the Opportunity Scholarship Act that was introduced by State Senator Lou Anne Linehan of the Omaha area that would create school choice in the state, allowing children to be able to choose what schools they wish to go to. Opponents of the bill, however, say that it would fund religious institutions as it would fund Catholic private schools in the state. Supporters of the bill say they disagree.
Here in the Diocese of Grand Island, we're serving 20% of our students who are not from Catholic backgrounds. At Central Catholic alone, we have students who identify as Hindi, students who follow Islam, and a wide array of different religious beliefs. And of course, we teach the doctrine of the Catholic Church, and we try to teach, more importantly than that, how we can be good, productive people.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and took up a recommendation from the city administrator to contract on an as-needed basis with Lance Neese of Olathe to further development of a child care center in our community. The proposal was for $1,000 per meeting plus mileage. Neese has met with the steering committee and has met as part of a community conversation to gather information. An open-end contract was questioned by some council members, with others asking his past experience and qualifications. Neese was instrumental in developing a not-for-profit child care center in Lindsberg, which city officials had visited previously. Austin St. John said the next steps are to draft a budget and explore options for a building that could house some 95 children. Councilman Todd Fry was first to respond, noting there seems to be confusion and miscommunication in the community, and that hiring a consultant may be putting the cart ahead of the horse. Jeff Keating noted the steering committee had not been contacted, and some were concerned with committee members who had expressed reservations with Neese. Keith Beichman concurred that it's perhaps too early for this step, while St. John countered that he hopes to keep the process going. Indications were that operations of such a facility would be funded through tuition, with funding that Neese could participate in used toward a building. Councilmember Laurie Snellings asked how much in tax dollars would be spent. After lengthy discussion, a motion was passed unanimously to reimburse Neese $2,000 for the previous two meetings he had participated in, but no further commitment was made. An engineer with BG Consultants updated the city council on plans for updating and expanding the sewage lagoon, adding an extra cell. He estimated a $3.2 million project, with $600,000 funding through a community development block grant and up to another $1 million that could be borrowed with principal forgiveness through KDHE, bringing the final cost of the city to around $2 million. The proposal will be sent to the state for approval and bids could be in by mid-March. A fishing agreement for the Country Club Lake was renewed through 2027 with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, who had asked clarification if the lake were to be put on the state fishing maps to be printed this spring. Vote was 6-1 with Parker Price voting no after he had expressed concern with spending tax dollars for something the city doesn't own. Approval was given for $38,000 toward chip seal rock to be used for some 34 blocks of street resurfacing this year, as well as appointment for Dean Thomas as chair of the Zoning Board of Appeals through 2025, replacing Tony Deaver. Legal considerations continue in Nemahal County with consideration of a suit filed against the city of Seneca and related parties by a homeowner and developer challenging a decision to issue a conditional use permit to Ag Partners for a new distribution facility at the west edge of the community. A bench trial was held with attorneys submitting findings. A decision in the case is pending. Improving student attendance at Marysville Junior Senior High Schools was among topics at the recent USD 364 school board meeting. As Superintendent Darren Schrader reported, perhaps 30% of students currently miss less than 10% of days, with a goal set to get that number up to 90%. Schrader's contract was renewed through the 24-25 school year, with salary to be determined at budget time. Resignation of District Librarian Lynn Crock was accepted end of the school year, and Kevin Morris was hired as elementary custodian. Construction work to begin this week in Pawnee County on Nebraska Highways 8 and 50 with bridge work, culverts, and guardrail installation east of Pawnee City, continuing through Dubois south to the state line. Two-lane traffic will be reduced after March 20th, when the road will be closed from the Highway 8 junction north of Dubois to the state line south. A detour will be marked to the U.S. 77 interchange then south to U.S. 36, as well as local detours for Highway 50. Work is expected through the remainder of 2023. Charlie Lindeen, age 86, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville American Legion. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Charlie Lindeen. Ricky Rick D. Bush, age 69, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Graveside service Saturday at 10:30 at the Mount Hope Cemetery south of Frankfort, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Rick Bush. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, peas, and cranberry sauce today. Tomorrow, a Polish dog, steak fries, sauerkraut, mixed veggies, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment with Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today, staying slightly cooler with our highs in the lower to mid-30s. Staying fairly mild overnight tonight, partly cloudy and breezy with our lows in the mid-20s. Southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. A bit warmer for Friday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Staying slightly cooler and breezy throughout Saturday, mostly cloudy skies with our highs in the upper 20s and upper 30s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. And very chilly throughout Saturday night, cloudy skies with our lows just above and below zero. North winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. These cooler temperatures will continue as we head into next week. Cloudy skies on Sunday with our highs in the single digits and lower teens. And still cloudy over Sunday night with our lows just above and below zero. Still cloudy on Monday with our highs in the single digits and upper teens. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January, 40, record high on this date, 70. The average low, 19, and the record low, 13, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:39. Sunset this evening at 5:40. It's 19 degrees this hour, and that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 26th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
'Bite Me' is barbecue and more. They can offer almost any menu item you might prefer, with full-service catering, drop-off, or pickup available. No crowds too large or small, from family, business, or social events, including weddings. Let them help you make your occasion or event perfect.
It is good!
For catering options, contact 'Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville and get your date booked today.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a 2016 Chevy Impala and 2016 Chevy Equinox, a 2013 and 2012 Chevy Equinox, and a 2011 Buick Enclave CXL. It's a local trade. These models are ready for a test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
The Nuggets and Grizzlies take rare losses on the same night. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Denver was at Milwaukee. Giannis scored 33 while grabbing 14 rebounds to lead his team to a 107-99 victory over the shorthanded Nuggets, who played without Nikola Jokic or Jamal Murray. Giannis, post-game.
Try to be aggressive as much as I can, get downhill, play within my strength. That's been my shit. I try to enjoy the game. I feel like sometimes I just get too locked in. You know, I think I got to enjoy the game more. And usually when I enjoy the game more, I get downhill more. I'm able to find my teammates more.
Chasing the Nuggets for the top seed in the West, the Grizzlies were in San Francisco, locked in a tie with the Warriors late.
Thompson curls right. He's not open. Pass to Poole inside. Layup is up and good. He scored it with a second to go.
The call on 95.7, the game. Warriors beat the Grizzlies 120-118. Steph Curry was ejected late in the fourth quarter after scoring a game-high 34 points. Continuing with the NBA, the Sixers hosted the Nets in a game featuring Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons facing each other for the first time since Simmons was traded. Embiid got the better of Simmons, finishing with 26 points as Philadelphia outscored Brooklyn 137-133. Sixers coach Doc Rivers on his team's effort.
There's a difference between intensity, playing with emotion, and being too emotional. Our side of it, we were on the wrong side of that. That is good to have emotion. You don't want to be emotional. I thought we were a lot tonight.
Around the association, Damian Lillard scored a season-high 60 points in Portland's 134-124 win over the Jazz. Anthony Davis's return was a success. Lakers get by the Spurs 113-104. Top 25 NCAA action. Second-ranked Alabama squeaked past Mississippi State 66-63. And number 15 Auburn was upset by Texas A&M 79-63. The U.S. men's national team lost 2-1 to Serbia in a friendly last night. Eight players making their senior team debuts. Their next game is Saturday against Colombia. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Senior night tonight for the Marysville Wrestlers hosting Abilene. Hiawatha Girls Invitational semifinals continue. This afternoon, Concordia takes on Lafayette back in the bracket. Marysville faces Jackson Heights at 6. Jackson Heights, the number one seed. And St. Mary's will face host Hiawatha this evening at 7:30. We'll have the Lady Bulldogs live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1 tonight at 6. Valley Heights tips off at Wetmore in a Thursday night match while Lynn entertains Onega.
From farm to field, Massimo Power Equipment is the right choice for the farmer, cattleman, outdoorsman, and off-road enthusiast. Powerful, affordable, and reliable, Crown Over Auto Sales is your local dealer with several side-by-sides in stock and immediate shipment of any custom order. Come see for yourself what Massimo can do for you at Crown Over Auto across from Valley Vet in Marysville.
Get your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Let's take a look at your market information for this Thursday, January the 26th. But first, let's talk about what happened with the markets yesterday. Corn for March, 674 and three quarters. That's down 2 1/4. May corn, 673 and a quarter. That's down 2. Wheat for March, up 6 3/4 at 741 and a quarter. Wheat for May, 749. That's up 6 3/4. Kansas City wheat for March, 843 and a quarter. That's up 9 1/2. Also up 9 1/2. May wheat for Kansas City closing out at 838. Minneapolis wheat for March, 907. That's up 4. Minneapolis wheat for May, 901 3/4. That's up 4 3/4. March oats closed out at 378. That's up 3. May oats closed at 369 3/4. That's up 1/2. March soybeans closed at 1502 1/2. That's up 14. May soybeans closed at 1496 1/2. That's up 10. Taking a look at March cotton, 86.66 final price. That's up 42 cents. Live cattle for February closed out at 157.60. That's down 25 cents. High was 157.85, low 157.15. Live cattle for April, 161.55 final price. That's up 25 cents. The high was 161.77 1/2, low 160.67 1/2. Feeder cattle for January, 179.40. That's up 45 cents. High was 179.50, low 178.95. Feeder cattle for March, 183.75. That's up 15 cents. High was 183.90, low 182.85. The markets for today will open up here shortly. We'll keep you up to date all day long. I'm Jeff Aiken.
With the winter season in full swing, now is a good time to consider placing pond structures.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Joe Gerken, K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Specialist, gives insight on pond structures and the roles that these structures play in promoting a healthy habitat for fish.
Yeah, you know, we've had some really cold days. We had a really, really cold spell over Christmas time. But once we start to get those cold spells and start to get some ice on our ponds, that's really a good time to think about structure and the benefits of structure to our fish communities and our ponds moving forward. You know, it's like a house for your fish. And so the fish need to have a place to hang out, to live, to make babies and spawn. And that means the fish that we want to catch in our ponds. It also means the little bait fish. They need to have a place to go hide, or the baby fish need to have a place to hide so that they're not getting consumed. So structure is just different places for the fish to hide. It can come in all kinds of forms, rocks, trees, just different habitats for the fish to live in.
Gerken describes artificial structures and some benefits of using them.
So you probably wouldn't want to put an artificial Christmas tree in your pond, but, you know, one of the booming industries that's really come a long ways in the last 5 years or so is artificial structure for your pond. And so these are structures that are made specifically to put in your pond for specific purposes. A lot of them nowadays can mimic natural conditions that allow things like macroinvertebrates, another word for bugs. So they can allow bugs to grow. They can allow for algae to grow. Lots of benefits for the fish. They cost more money. The benefit of artificial structure is that it lasts for a long time, you know, probably your lifetime once you make this investment. So there would be some benefits of artificial structure. There's also some natural structures you can introduce as well.
Gerken goes on to explain natural pond structures and how to safely utilize icy conditions to place them.
Taking a Christmas tree or other cedar trees and kind of bunching them together. Generally, I recommend like a quarter inch cable, some sort of cable that can go around them all tied to some cinder blocks. You want to make sure the structure gets to the bottom. But Christmas trees, cedar trees, all those conifers are fantastic habitat for fish. So you want to make sure your ice is safe. So in Kansas, we recommend 3 to 4 inches at least. We would want to make sure we have quite a few days below freezing. But yeah, you can take these trees out. You can also, you know, take just branches if you have big branches. But we want to make piles of these habitats around the ponds. Generally, I recommend somewhere around 10 to 20 different habitat structures per acre. So quite a few of them. Big rocks are another thing you could do. You could go place those out. Those are another type of structure. But placing them on the ice when it's safe to get on is a lot easier. And then when that ice melts, they'll be taken down to the bottom of the pond and provide the benefits of that structure.
That's K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Specialist Joe Gerken providing us with insight on pond structures for healthy fish habitats. I'm Katie Figge, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Our national emblem is, of course, the bald eagle, but it wasn't the unanimous choice of the founding fathers. A word about some runners-up today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 26th, the 26th day of the year. Hockey player Wayne Gretzky was born on this day, and in a letter dated January 26, 1784, Ben Franklin revealed his opposition to the bald eagle becoming our national emblem. Despite its majestic appearance, the eagle's scavenging habits, he said, revealed the bird to be a poor moral character. Rather, he suggested a turkey would be more apt, citing their reputation for aggressively defending their territory and their young. Or to really mirror the national character, Franklin suggested a more fitting symbol would be a rattlesnake. Both are persuasive arguments, but we're glad old Ben lost on this one. We're quite happy with the one that soared. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Thursday is sale day with Upwards of 2,000 head of cattle for the Purina Plus Hereford Influence sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 60 Purina Plus Hereford steers and heifers weigh 550 to 650. 61 Purina Plus Black and Charlie steers and heifers weighing 6 to 8. 20 Purina Plus Black heifers at 700 pounds. Plus 45 Black and White Face Red and White Face Hereford steers and heifers weighing 4 to 675. 10 Hereford steers and heifers 5 to 650. 15 Black and White Face steers and heifers 5.5 to 6. 105 Hereford steers and heifers 575 to 775. 90 weighing in at 575 to 8. 12 Hereford steers and heifers weighing 6 to 7. 13 at 6 to 7. 10 Hereford steers 6 to 7. 50 Hereford steers and heifers weighing 6 to 8. 75 Hereford Black and White Face Red and White Face steers 6 to 8 and a quarter. 12 Hereford steers and heifers weighing 6 to 9. 35 Hereford and Black White Face steers 625 to 750. 4 Hereford yearling heifers weigh 8 to 9. 5 bred Hereford March calving cows, their running age. 60 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 550. 13 mixed mostly steers and one heifer weighing 4 to 6. 18 red cross steers and heifers 4 to 6. 15 black steers and heifers 5 to 5.5. 20 weighing in at 5 to 6. 21 black and red steers and heifers weighing 5 to 650. 60 at 5 to 7. 75 black steers and heifers 5 to 7. 55 mostly black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 7. 15 mostly black steers and heifers 5 to 7. 38 black steers 525 to 725. 15 black and white face steers and heifers weigh 5.5 to 6. 70 black steers and heifers 5.5 to 7. 30 black and red steers and heifers weigh 5.5 to 750. 35 black steers and heifers 5.5 to 775. 35 mostly black steers weighing 6 to 7. 31 mixed steers and heifers 6 to 7. 70 Charlotte cross steers and heifers 6 to 750. 16 black steers and heifers weigh 6 to 8. Another 52 weighing 6 to 8. 12 black and Charlet steers never 650 to 750. 75 Charlet Angus steers never weigh 650 to 850. 60 black steers never weigh 7 to 8. 14 mixed steers 7 to 8. 25 black steers never 7 to 8. 75 weighing 7 to 9. 35 black heifers at 750. 15 black steers never at 750. 60 Charlet and mixed steers 9 to 950. 45 black and red heifers weigh 8 to 8 and a quarter. 60 black steers in at 900 pounds, and 120 black and red steers weigh 9 to 9 and a quarter. Again, upwards of 2,000 head of cattle for the sale today, beginning 10 a.m. at Marysville Livestock, Incorporated. 7:32 from KNDY, it's 19 degrees this morning.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. As baseball season gears up for the 2023 season, the Kansas City Royals have announced a few trades with the team. As KSNT News reports that the latest one includes outfielder Michael A. Taylor, as Taylor had spent two seasons with the Kansas City Royals after a seven-year stint with the Nationals and wrapped up his career with Kansas City, batting with a .254 average in 2022. He also had a .313 with on-base percentage, hitting 9 home runs and 43 RBIs. Kansas City traded Taylor for two pitchers coming from the Minnesota Twins. At the same time, the franchise has also announced that they are trading Alberto Modesi, as he's set to go to Boston now, as they've traded him for the left-handed relief pitcher Josh Taylor. Modesi wrapped up the 2022 season with a series of injuries during his career with Kansas City and appeared in only 15 games last season, having a .244 batting average with 37 home runs. Taylor is coming to the Kansas City Chiefs after missing the 2022 season with a back injury. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Senior night tonight for the Marysville Wrestlers hosting Abilene. Hiawatha Girls Invitational semifinals continue. This afternoon, Concordia takes on Lafayette back of the bracket. Marysville faces Jackson Heights at 6. Jackson Heights, the number one seed. And St. Mary's will face host Hiawatha this evening at 7:30. We'll have the Lady Bulldogs live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1 tonight at 6. Valley Heights tips off at Wetmore in a Thursday night match, while Lynn entertains Onega.
KNDY.
Don't worry, baby, sometimes things change. Nothing we can do about it now, no way.
amazing, but that's just life. We can't keep pretending everything's alright. We told each other it was love before. The simple truth is it just ain't no more. The bells stop ringing, the music won't play. The crazy little feeling is fading away. Together we ever spent. I wouldn't change a thing.